Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, who are in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death. Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. The disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes,
so
marvelous.
Please join us.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaspanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine.
Well,
how are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes,
and,
we are very fine.
I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see I'm at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COBRA meeting. COBRA meeting is a meeting of government departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown because the people are not listening. They've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting. We don't know what is going to happen, because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, you know, that has gone past 5,000. Deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, what Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Vanhu havasi kuterera vanhu veku England kana United Kingdom vangofana nemaZimbabweans havasi kuterera vakatoudzwa because mabars nemarestaurants zvakavharwa last week. Saka varikuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo, but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo. Vari kuenda kumapark kunotamba nevana, because hezvi uchiona kuti zuva rabuda takuenda pasama ipapo. Vanhu vari kuramba vari kuenda mashops, vari kutenga hwahwa kumasupermarkets nemabobby store vene kunomwa kumaparks. Saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister vaBoris Johnson varinosangana nevamwe vavo, the defense commander, emapurisa, MI5, vese vainonzi COBRA meeting, panoitwa decision yekuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoendera mberi.
Tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuZimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu. Zororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, awanikwa iye achishaya. Zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus. Munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsozva kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya?
But zvinoitika kuZimbabwe nezvekuti uyu Zororo Makamba akauya achibva kuNew York. New York toziva kuti United States ikoko ndopane chirwere ichocho. Saka angaenda kuNew York akabva kuya kuZimbabwe haana kuenda kuno quarantine angosvika achipinda kuairport havana kana mbomuona kuti munhu uya haana kumira zvakanaka kana netemperature saka akazorwara akaendeswa kuchipatara saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti munhu ari popular tikati munhu anozivikanwa that's why vanhu vezimbabwe kutoudzwa kuti because munhu anozivikanwa kana zvingazivikane taisingazivi kuti Zororo Makamba afa nechirwere ichi because izvozvo vanga vasinga kwanisi kuviga kuti kune munhu afa because zvaingobuda musocial media kana maindependent newspapers kuti Zororo Makamba ashaya nechirwere checoronavirus saka that's why government yezimbabwe yabva yataura kuti kune munhu afa nechirwere ichochi ndofunga kune vanhu vakawanda vari kurwara nechirwere icho checoronavirus kuzimbabwe but pari zvino hakusi kuitwa matest saka hapana munhu anoziva kuti vangane vanhu kuudzwa kuti kune vanhu 3 vanhu ava vanhu vaenda kuchipatara varwara but vanhu vasina kurwara kana vasina kuenda kuthese private hospital havazivikanwa kuti vari kurwara nechirwere checoronavirus
yes thank you so much Ezra from that end sasino baba lapha ke usmile vikindluku smile vikindluku kunjani foi
ngiyaphila tonjani
siyaphila kakhulu ngapho khonapho ke vikindluku
lana ngisePretoria Mamelodi eSouth Africa
ye kunjani khonapho
ngathi mina la ngikhona uselokishini abantu barelaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba free lelokishini kodwa-ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokishi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma sithi semsebenzini
ye ungathalazi kakhulu
thina abanye abantu
ye khuluma ungathalazi kakhulu ivolume yakhamba ye
okay ngithi mina esengubonile so far ukuthi emalokishini abantu barelaxile is few individual eneuyezwa nabantu mabephoga bengikhuluma namanye amajiti zo atizofika njani epakini thina singayanga phetheya yabona so abantu basasenaleyo ignorance ukuthi elokishini ngeke ingene kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona am a waiter
yes
so into noma manje ma uthiwa emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzi ma-customer there's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho e-South Africa siwuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa of which thina mostly were relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona so sokuba difficult for thina because even though siyibalekela le coronavirus kufana nje lokuvika induku ulandihloka ngoba singayibalekela kodwa kusala esikhwameni abaningi bethu sizolapha
so you think ukuthi vele asoze lithole imali linangwena
thina asoze sibe nemali because ma ngithi ngiyakhangela abantu engiphila nabo around is either abanye baku-hospitality industry of which yiyo vele eqala ukulimala abelunga abasezi kuzokudla abanye bakuma-uber ku-e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusenabagibele even nalabo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa ukuthiwa uzosilethela i-coronavirus from Tuxray so mina okwamanje ngifila iphokethi more than yona i-corona uyazwisisa so iyathi singena vele iyabe sizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona
so for the benefit of those who don't understand isindebele what Mr. Vikindluku is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa so he's saying that you know he's a waiter and there's no business apparently nothing and I guess Mr. Vikindluku you also fear serving people right
yes
so what do you do under those circumstances you can understand that
I'll send a choice for manje so kumele lawe uthathe those precautions for example wash izandla ukusanitize izandla mafika ama customers siya sanitize but there are few may find out ukuthi maybe choose to be an average of 30 customers a day you get only one or two customer so vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than ukwenza imali uyabona
yes yakuzwa
yeah it's really really bad
no thank you so much and we hope you are going to be safe there
Asethembe njalo baba, asethembe njalo. Salindura maphosa lapha bathu zokukhuluma ngo-7.
So
asazi ukuthi ama measures abazowathatha awuphi. But into engayisho ukuthi abantu bakithi especially abaseZimbabwe kumele si siyithathe lephezulu lendaba, because at least la South Africa of the government which is doing something, of which is a good thing. Singabe ignorant sizitshela ukuthi ibamba abantu abanemali, ibamba abamhlophe. Seyifikile i-corona, so khonoko esikutshelayo asikulandeleni, kanokuthi thina sithi no, thina we're not affected, because ekugcineni thina esiyosafara, yabona. Benga-encourage nabantu bakithi ukuthi especially aba-travel ekhaya unnecessarily abame kancane, because siyasazi i-situation elapha nokuthi njani.
Kunawarata
ngikulele lana e-South Africa bengithuke, but I know ukuthi i-cancer ayithona. But ma usiyekhaya kwehlula abantu abanemali aba-connected, ugovernment wakithi akayenzi enough. So ngcono ngifele lapha kanothi ngiye eZimbabwe, ngiyofela eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Maveki Ndugu. So ungakhatha lokhu zeni yakho, ikhamera yakho. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungathina lokusasa baba. Uye ungakhatha khona manje. Okay, bye bye. So what he's saying, Mavulas, is that you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, because he says at least in South Africa there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe, he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there's even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs, says, you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. As the panema mo ba tika taura na wobe South Africa, mbuga yo yipa Facebook page, you have yo show na ba chiti yibo. Ma ba separation, you know, nyanya iwa ya ema weta ni mamu. Barukunzi yo vato nzivambo mira, ni kuti inji mbo zaka wanda, zinetu wa shoku mwira nezu kuchikiwa, zaka farwa, kana utinovu kwa kwengu wa shoma nana. Vanga wa chita, I think wano ufara kuma six, kana nguwa zaka daro, but wangwaru kuto chikira kuti mwezu uno, chino chicha omira vandu waka wanda. Nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikweyo vachibatsirwa padambudziko irori recoronavirus. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Ameno Ezra, uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain? Hurumende pane zvairi kuita here?
Baba Chisa, uri kukona? Mbona azanike lapa istream yetu.
These are self-employed. Vanofanira kuenda kunoclaima mabenefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatsira vanhu vari self-employed vachabvisirwa 3 months kuti vasabhadhare tax. Then vanogara kudzimba hapana vanofanira kubhadhara rent for the next 3 months, vanongogara mahara. Saka vanhu vese vasingashandi vagara zvipiwa mabenefits. Vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary ye 80% to all the workers, company yavo yobhadhara 20%.
Saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dzekuAfrica takatarisa
seZimbabwe? Aiwa, hai, ipapo hapana, kwete. Iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvifanana nemipilo, vanaparare nyato, pane zvinokutoni groove. Ndio hospital, infectious hospital, kuna mabhedha anosvika only 17 beds, kuti vanhu vakarwara kuulawaya tizi kuti vachaenda kupi. Vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazikanwa kuti vachaenda kupi. Vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku people havazivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Saka pane zvinongomirwa Harare kunzi hospital yetone group ichocho. Tone group yacho yatarisa, inototarisa the whole region, Masvingo, Midlands nematevelenet.
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, Gibbs, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America. But so I'd ask him that, do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so, because currently the hospitals are underfunded, government doctors are not yet fully back to work. So he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas. what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, nasikhangela sibili okwenzakalayo khona manje. Siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayenzi lokuthiwa yi-self-isolation. So ke kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu laba balenkani. Inkani zabo yizisenza ukuthi ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho, njengoba ngitshela kulo mhlangano, ukhanya ukuze afake umthetho ukuthi kugcine kusizwa kuthiwa yi-lockdown esiyibona eSpain, esiyibona e-Italy, esiyibona eFrance, ukuthi akusela muntu ovunyelwa, sokungena kule curfew, sokungalule empini. Nxa sokunjalo kwezafaka bebutho ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho alisoze lethusa abantu khonapa?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethisa abantu leveli nje likhuza ukuthi kuyele endlini namapholisa. Kutho ukuthi kungihlula because ufaka khona ibutho. Kuyaqala amapholisa. Bengeza inkani amapholisa ezofakwa kebebutho ukuthi babisele abantu endlini. Ngapha ngabalishaye bakutshela ngihle bakuchazisele ukuthi kuyele endlini yabo.
So okay, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is this?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. You know, those are the teething problems that we're seeing, because this is the first time, especially for UNI Gibbs, for us to be working from home. And also just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these lives. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Marvelous, lapho uyasitshela ukuthi yena uphila njani khona ngale lapha khona endlini yakhe. Lami ngikhona ngapha ke eBartonsville, eMaryland, esengifake njengoku istudio okuncane, liyakubona lapha esikhona, lapha esihlova sikhona silo Marvelous kanye noEzra Chisa Sibanda. So lapha ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima ye ukusebenzela endlini. Kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minya nje imicabango ethize ukuze ethi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu phela ofisa ukubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that, you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing. Like right now, we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be that, innovative.
Yes,
yeah,
so we need to be very innovative. So, Chisa, are you working these days down there, or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't travel. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing whilst we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with the information which we give.
Yes.
Information, the news. Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody listening. Nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think like Andy van der Pindray Papo,
yes, go ahead.
Again, Kufuns, when they could see Kushandra Kumba, Kwaka Oma Sik, and Otkuri, Kwaka Pava Sik, and the Pindray in the city in Washington, D.C., Parish, Nasi Chaye. Mangwana ni ndataza kutindi kwa nsonge mpukutawara nirangu kubasa kwa nginia ya internet yange ya mbuluna saka nguwa ya kadaiva jinja havasi kushanda wa kumakamba ni internet nejimwe so kutiwewozo kwa nisa manji kubatala na hawa shunone isa asi shatipa mkana nguwa ino ya kutiti kwa nisa kunge tichiku unzirai jimwe shudobi dobi tisesha tuku kupai pari jino kuti chawia ni mangu mapakage manga msiri kuzia ya kutitinuko na kunzu kwa kufakuni enchi mbo zaka siya na siya na kutishakamira sii uyezve kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei saka ndozvimwewo zvatirikusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba uyezve seStudio 7 vazhinji vedu pari zvino tiri kutoshanda tiri kumba nekuti ndo nzira yedu yatiri kuita yekuti tirwiso dambudziko irori recoronavirus saka hakusi kuti kana uri kumba unotoona kuti uri kuita basa rakatowanda kukunda pamwedzi mungoro kubasa nekuti une nguva yekuti ufunge zvimwe zvitsva zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutepfenyura riite nyore. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisana nazvo pari zvino.
Ye kula vantu vati umere vangene kona pake kusho zvinotamba nokuti vazabuya vasijoine njengakona kukurira umavhirasi muhlanganya uye oti usebenzele endlini lami ngisebenzela endlini. So ungabe kuzima sibili kuti usebenzele endlini xa unte ngxe nxa usebenza abantwana babe bebuya bezokudonisa amabhulugi lapha ethi dedi buya ngapha mama buya ngapha. Kungani kungaba njalo kodwa ke nxa sebekhulile kungconywana. So ngibone ke kulabanye abantu utshisa akade bekhipha amavidiyo besebenzele ezindlini. Omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisana nabantwana ngapho uzabe ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo. Kwaba khona nomunye ke okhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi. You know imbuzi lezi kade zibuye ebali speech kumbe ngumuntu okukreatileyo asilashiwa lapho kodwa ke khona ukuthi usebenzele endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnani
umuntu osebenzele uhulumende bezama ukuthi ayenze ispeech sakhe
anti uyabonani.
So umphambanisi Africa le.
Yeah, so when we look at Zimbabwe itself, now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country, and right now things are not going well for people in the diaspora. So in essence, what are people going to do for their relatives, for their parents, for everybody back home there, for their kids? Baba Swat, what do you think?
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who live in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't save for those who are using online transactions and all that. But they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe, they close down, where they transact money to, where their families pick the money from, if they close down, then that's going to be a big, big, big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem. So we hope and trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked the question saying, do you think Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot, because when they can't help 94% of the population unemployed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't receive such. Abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo, bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo, bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo. Kathesi ke sikhangele eZimbabwe, kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo, vele kabayithola imali yokuthi kabasebenzi. Kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke kancedise labo abasebenzi athi nizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi. Angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo. Ungahlupha kakhulu, ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba abangasebenziyo vele abaholi imali. Njalo esuke esabayo ukuthi laba abathunyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha, kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe, kutho bana abantu beZimbabwe baza kufa ngoba ke abantu beZimbabwe abaningi imajority igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
Marvelous, can you join in there?
Yes, I think uchukutaurwa namukoma Ezra. Zviri correct izvozvo nokuti ndandavhunza muvhunzo wekuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaya vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi. Nokuti kunana Europe nemuno muAmerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vai kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma. Tanzwa kuti kuBritain vamwe vanogara muZimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu. Zvinobatsira izvozvo uyezve kunana Europe nekumoo. Mukoma chisa vabva vataura vakati kuZimbabwe handifunga kuti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nhasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushayika kwaZororo Makamba mwana wava James Makamba asi toda kuzoona kuti chii chichaitika mune ramangwana. Nyanya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo nekuti sekutaura kwaita mukoma Ezra kushaya kwamukoma Zororo Makamba kwawanikwa iko kuchiiswa pamedia nekuti munhu anozivikanwa asi dai pashaiko munhu asingazivikanwe taizoziva here ndomubvunzo watoda kuvhunza iwoyo uye zvekuti kushaika uku kuchabatsira here kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva kuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chinouraya uyezve kana zvichibvira vanhu ngavasamhuresana vanhu ngavaite iyeye yatvukitai kuti garai kudzimba uyezve musawanikwa imi muchienda panzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda uyezve ukanzwa iwewe miri wako uchipisa uchiita kunge wane flu nefiva nezvimwe zvakadaro tsvaga kwaungaende kuchiremba kuti muonekwe kuti haisiriyo here coronavhairasi iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura ipo pano Gibbs
ye njena kuona pokuchisa
ya into ila kumavhela sekuruma ngave kutsva sachelo
maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad yes. is this
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people will suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a nearby an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
what?
You can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending
yeah.
to such cases. Any mm-hmm. other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he has a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and then checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything other than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So I don't know, like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues, but also I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because mm-hmm. especially here in America, people are literally working, long hours. When they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time
yes,
to spend with the
but
kids.
So maybe
there are also pros and cons of this
yes,
stay-at-home
yeah, but,
vibe
yeah, but,
that we're seeing.
Yeah. But if you see what is happening, shall I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead. Just, yes.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife, and the husband, maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kukanya ngazani konoko kulu ya mchisa kungawe kule kliniso ngoba. Kukanya ngazani lakule South Africa kukunjalo kwezi njao. Ungana bantu bati, ngaba kantala kulu venja wanyo kuya tupa. Koto wake, kungani kuchaa kuchinchiziwe kuti ngao ula bantu wana konapa wampia kusebenza mchokotu wampia kusebenza ngasu chaisa ausainzi lukana kutu ya ngena kutransport ile istimela kumbinja zijalo uya busenki so kuba lulu kuti kuba luku iskachana nji koke la bantu wana koke la yungako intuwa zijalo kutu wazi iskati kwenzi kutu usebenza kakulu wazebenza kakulu ngao luku zana ama kringa lapa ungani kungaki pambichana kutwa guys kuna ngazani kwa 7-7 so singa ziguchi marvelous what is the experience of certain people concerning youngsters you've got a young boy and
yes.
you've seen how they behave how do they do this?
The millennials have a different take on this
mm-hmm.
The millennials we have to keep reiterating that this
yes.
thing is serious because left to their own devices. There's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the millennials.
Yeah.
but ndivo vanhu vatiri kuda kuti vanyatsodzidza kuti chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chinouraya uyezve tiri kuda kuti tizovaona vari vana baba vemangwana vana amai vemangwana nekuti vechidiki especially mateenager nevamwe havasi kunyatsotora even muno muamerica wavunza kuti you have a young son yes I do and I have to check on him every day to say where are you socially distancing because we don't live together what are you doing he's at college so you know he's living with his cousin what are you doing right now have you eaten are you going to the shops if you're going to the shops do you have gloves you know saka zvimwewo zvatiri kutarisa izvozvo kuti vechidiki kwavari ivo havasi kunyatsotora chirwere ichi sechirwere chiri kuuraya asi ndo nyaya iri kuramba ichitaurwa iyoyi nekuti as you know gibs kunoku yanga iri spring break break iyo inoitwa pakati pevari kucollege saka vazhinji vakaenda kunzvimbo dzakadai seflorida nekumwewo uyezve magavhena nevamwe vemunzvimbo iyi vakutoita zvokutoti vakushandisa mapurisa kuti vadzinge vechidiki ava kubva kunzvimbo idzi nekuti vechidiki havasi kuda kubva ikoko vachiti ivo aiwa regai timbonakidzwa asi chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chiriko uyezve tiri kutoramba tichitsinhira zuva nezuva nyanya kuvana vechidiki kuti aiwa munofanira kuziva kuti kana nguva yawanikwa iyoyi iri yekuti manzi imimi garai mumba musawanikwe muchibuda panze kana kuita zvimwe zvakadaro so yes your question you know is very relevant that the millennials we have to keep schooling them that this disease is real and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors you know to self-isolate they need to do it but you have to really it's a you know cat and mouse dog you have to be continually checking up on them
yes so Chisa these youngsters yes come so, in there
I wanted to say something again this unfortunate event is an unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo it can also help to actually enlighten the people of this disease to the young to the old. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people are saying, Kushana Badala, old people and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Silusizwe ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Yeah.
So it's really dangerous. So when we look at colleagues now at work, how do we relate to them? These social distances, distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we're all chatting. But I think it's you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, Gibbs, anybody, Ezra, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, it's, you know, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least because it's like a flu, if you're self, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. Because this is, it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home. Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative, but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes. So, Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands. You're always greeting each other in a very nice way. But now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about the next door, yeah, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always come to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treats me like son. Well, maybe once a clock to be fixed, he calls me. So normally she loved to be hugging me every time, kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And then she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's slightly old, so she doesn't understand. I was telling her, trying to educate her. I've actually fixed her TV to show her news and say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it. You wash your hands, do this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm thinking badly of her, that she's too touching me.
Yeah, I will find something to get into.
Let me just chime in. Yeah. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders and to shake hands. But it has to change now. Being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work. Where you have to say, I still love you, but for us to keep loving each other, we can't greet.
And that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough, Chisa Ingoba. All of a sudden, they won't go Umbo along in a way.
Ngokunjalo ke ugogo lapha ke uMary ugogo engafika sinhlala lapha ngasajoyelana kakhulu uyanthanda uyathanda ukuze ngAfrica landi manje kathe sisejalubingelela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihakhe angiqhawuthe esihlathini ethi my son manje nxaze ngumtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho ngicela ukuthi singabambani ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi inxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukubonele kwenews kodwa mina ngakuboni ngamnike yena uzathatha ngaphuma endlini so manje unganakumphathi kahle loko achelisanga ngendlela angikhona ngingazama umthonisa khonaphana ngibone esithi isandla nje esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami siyenze njani
so marvelous in terms of greeting people, you know, Tap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, the namaste, this one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it because it's more humble. Really respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go to my elbows, you know, the feet, I see in the road, you have not in Namaste,
unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave. Hi. And there's a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship, literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we shouldn't come near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, oh, I think we have to la page chisa yuti. Abantu wazani veli kepi ankona. Ya tali kona, what ya ngeta? So, when I want you guys ngeta kakuli kona.
We have no idea how cool. I'm not feeling in charges under the Studio 7. What do you win? Zagale Loku, what do you didn't fail to deliver for the people? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You would have asked self-isolating quarantine, say Studio 7 is closed for 3 months. There's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be a crisis.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be a crisis.
It was. Yeah, it will be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around. Mm-hmm. And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7, about Studio 7. Can you imagine, say, 3 months, you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah, and even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the...
Yes.
How are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set. I can see a TV set behind you. And there's some comedy behind you there. So
you know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas they've been suspended, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that they are, this is exactly like World War II, or is it even worse now?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
World War II could go and cram together and be in somewhere safer place where there are many. But this time, we have to be alone.
Marvelous.
I wanna in the Panyayo Yekuti Shunshakadai Studio 7 Takwani separation of Uramba Chungo Pa Kuravan now. Vashinji Shokwada Barutumirama WhatsApp Nation more. Vashita, you guys say Trukungo Kunz WMC broadcast, Samuku broadcast, Samuel Kupisaka, Shokwadi, Chinuturam Kanono, but it's no shoe till Sharamba Chikwansa Peter ish. We a shema funza Panyaye, Nawze, Mitambo. Vashinji, Trukona Fanke Pad and Demtandere, Twitter, Facebook, ne Instagram. Paris no pakanyarara nenya iyo yekuti mitamba. So I think when wakawanda, as you said, Ezra, my mental health issues achauya zvakare nenya iyo yekuti mitamba hapana, but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya ma manager emamwe team kana kuti vaimbo manager mamwe team. Saka izvi zvaita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu ma manager nevamwewo. Taona Paris no Zororo Makamba kuZimbabwe kunzi ashaya munhu anga ari mushamarari aita mabasa akasiyana-siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka zvese izvozvo izvo zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore rekorona. Do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara?
Yeah, and influenza, influenza, eh? We had all those. And insects and all those kind of things. Yes.
Vanenge vakunzi vana vakazvarwa gore rekorona. Saka tichawana vana vakawanda munana December.
Yeah. So how are you avoiding eating a lot, cheese?
Interesting is that when you eat more fruits, you get a little bit more appetite.
Yeah.
You get a little bit more fruits, so you get a little bit more stretcher. Maybe walk, you just walk 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, but you get a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit more pendu. You go and some more wins. You want to go and see the new kitchen, maybe new gym, you get a little bit more.
So, Marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
You know, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff, and to also self-reflect on my health.
Mm-hmm.
Saka, for me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguva yekuti kana uri kumba, inguva yekuti kana uine zvimwe zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguva yekuzviita. Nguva yekumboplana ma meals evana neako. Nekuti I think zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself-care as well. Kuti iwo ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta. Hapana mumwe munhu anogona kuzvichengeta except iwewe. Saka inoi nguva yatiri kupiwa naMwari kuti timbotarisa mukati kunyatsoona kuti zvii zvaungagadzira about your life. Kana uine urumba mako paweekend pakadaro, wombotora nguva uchiklina uchiita zvimwe zvakadaro. Kana zvinhu zvakawandisa mumba, wotora uchipekapeka wopowo vamwe vanotambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self-reflect. And also I do take time to exercise a little bit, but there is a tendency to overeat. You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kube lapha maybe sitshela ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi umkhuhlane lo osubulela abantu abadlula ke 15,000. Sibakhumbuze njalo lokuthi ke asebebanje sebedlula 350,000 abantu asebebanje. Thina ngapha e-UK sokufika 303. Siselapho njalo ama Olympic Games, ama countries like Canada, UK, and all that, they are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
Yeah.
Come June.
And we see
so
that
like the Olympics will be, might be postponed.
And we see that, Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say? If Ateta can have it, how about me? Maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So does it have an impact?
Actor, the Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yeah, Idris. Yeah.
You see, it can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the black person, it's a lie.
Mm.
You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Yes, yeah. Now let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous, I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever?
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself. Because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So kunawo vakateerera gives off unza iye kuti unochisha unonzwisisa nezvechirwere ichi uye zvevanhu vanofanira kuita sei ndikati nini chirwere ichi chakangoda kufana neflu saka kana ukaona iwe kuti waakuchinzwa uri kuhotsira uri kukosora uri kunzwa kupera miri uri kunzwa kupiswa fever gara kumba enda kwadoctor unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti usaenda uchihotsirira vamwe uyezve geza maoko wongoita zvaunoita kana uine flu uchinwa ginger lemon tea nezvimwe zvakadaro asi zvakanaka kuti uende kuna chiremba kuti unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri kana achikwanisa kunge achikupa mushonga wokupa mishonga asi chandanyanyodzidza pari zvinhu ndechekuti gara uri wega. Self-isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So that's right. And there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, your eyes.
And you shouldn't touch yourself as well. Okay,
yeah,
so
they say don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Self-contaminate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only in Plumtree, by the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water.
Yes,
but the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands. Because ukatanga kujika, chikapinda manje mukati umuzvova zvakanganisika. Zvakangoda kufana neflu yekuti ukahotsirira vanhu zvinhu zvakadaro. Saka, I think I can actually understand his concern because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lupane,
but the
yes.
little water that's mm-hmm. there, please wash your hands.
Right, Chisa, ubona njani kona kuke ngamafutshane futhi?
Ngamafutshane ukuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu ikakhulu abantwini besekhaya. Okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle uvela ngapha kumele ugeze izandla okuzwayo. Nxa amanzi engekho ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambi ebusweni. Kumele ungabamba. Ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo. Kodwa ungabambi ilihlo, ungabambi amakhala, ungabambi ifesi, ungabambi umlomo wakho. Lapho engena khona i-coronavirus ayingeni kwenye indawo. Ngapha lokho kuthi amaphozi sebekhulumele ama-scientist ukuthi ungazibhukuke ngapha kayingeni. Kodwa ingena ngapha uphefumula khona emehlweni, le makhaleni, le mlonyeni. So abantu kuqakathekile ukuthi bageze izandla ke every 30 minutes. Bangageza ngamanzi izandla ngamanzi lahlezi endishini. Amanzi lana ke athelwayo ezandleni siyawela phansi yiwo kumele bageze ngawo. Njalo ngase sikhathi ukuhlanzeka kuyinto enhle uyapho obambelele khona kumbe kusemchoveni kumbe ebhasini nanzelela ukuthi awuzibambi ubuso uzugeze izandla kuqala.
ufana nesikhiwa sibili chisa siyakuzwa sibili uthini ba.
Yes, what I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes, whilst you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a handle or go to a supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose a tribe, a race, a color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died. We know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwean who died, 47. Anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Mm. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you'll perish if you don't.
Right, marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarkets yesterday. And for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of four, little ones, two. And they were limiting to one packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food. I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work, but I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, Mama, if I don't come to work, I don't get paid, I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
So it is
really, you know, he said, and I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public. But he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on. I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not. Akuna mvura yekunwa, akuna mazai. Uye jenda kakwanisa kutaura nemwe HD kangari mustoro mchivunzo ti. Saka zvakadii kuti munge muri kushanda panguva iyo vazhinji vari kudzimba. Akatiye, mother, hapana chandingaita nakuti ndikatsauya kubasa. Ndoshaya mari yerent, ndoshaya mari yekudya. Saka ndatongouyawo kuti ndibatsire vanhu. Asi ndinogara ndichitya, anga ane mask yake nemagloves ake. Kuti ndogona kungobatirawo chirwere chimwe kuti munopinda vanhu vakasiyana-siyana. Saka tinongotenda ivavo vari kuita mabasa iwayo. Kana muri kutinzwa kwamuri ikoko muchiri kumabasa, tinokutendai.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, mtwakazo muhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Mhlanganyo. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chisasmanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on Live
Talk. Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. Tinokutenda ive sivanga vari pachirongwa chedu vari pavoa shona wanikwai muchishare life kuti vamwe vanzwewo uyezve tinokutenda izwa nezuva munogara muchiva ipo pano tozova kuti mabundles nezvimwe zviri kunetsa asi tinoti please garai makachengetedza utano hwenyu nekuti coronavirus iyi inouraya.
Yeah, yabulala sivili coronavirus. So we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us. Siyabonga kakhulu. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to you, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where and this is a good thing.